Trek. That is the only conclusion I can draw. But we're about to find out. We'll get to the bottom of this. Remember last week when the Ontario budget was unveiled and the morning after, Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne was on this show answering questions about it. And I kept trying and trying to find a way inside the mind of the Premier to establish whether or not the economy was of any concern, because instead of balanced books, as were promised, we've got six, count them, six more years of deficit spending in our future if the Ontario Liberals are elected again and this budget goes into action. By the time those 6 years will be up, it'll be a $400 billion debt in this province. As it stands today, more than $1 billion every month is spent simply on the service of interest to that debt. And I could go on and on. It was a budget that was not necessarily met with widespread applause, but could it have been a very clever strategic move? Well, Jamie Watt seems to think so. Jamie Watt is the executive director, or pardon me, the executive chair of Navigator Limited and a conservative strategist who joins us for a chat. Jamie, good morning.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. Now, are you just trying to trick us? Are you trying to play games that suggest that really this Ontario budget could be a blueprint for election success?
Well, I don't know if it's a blueprint for election success, but I think it is a blueprint to set up the premier for an election challenge. I mean, elections are about choices. When you go into the ballot box, you can't pick a little from column A and a little from column B. You've got to pick one or the other. And I think what the premier has done, now, listen, I don't agree with the spending. That's a whole different story.
Sure.
And I think you make a very good case for why the budget may be a concern to a lot of people. But that's not the question you ask. On a strategy basis, I think it's clever, because what she's done is she's hoovered up basically any support that Andrea Horvath had. She's got that all on her side now, and she set up a black and white comparison with Doug Ford. You can have free daycare and dental care and a chicken in every pot with her, or you can have, you know, slashing and cutting and fiscal austerity with Doug Ford. And I think that black and white choice from a strategic point of view is a clever choice. Whether I agree with it or not, that's a different story.
What sorts of things might have to fall in place in order for this budget to translate to success in the polls for the Liberals on June 7th?
Well, first of all, getting elected again after 15 years is a Herculean task for anybody, New Democrat, Conservative, or Liberal. That's a long, long time. And generally speaking, after that amount of time, people are ready for a change. We see that in the time for a change numbers being very, very high, and people saying, you know, enough of all of the sort of barnacles that have attached to the government. Whether or not they were Premier Wynne's fault, at some point they just, someone said to me once when I was running a losing provincial campaign, that sometimes they just want someone else. So I think that's going against her. On the other hand, that we're seeing a kind of populism now especially amongst people who have not had as much achievement and income as they would have hoped, a much more concern on an individual basis as to how they're doing and how their family's doing. So now, all of a sudden, she's put on offer something that's quite meaningful for families in particular. And all of a sudden, you know, people may just hold their nose and say, I like some of those things, and we'll give them one more go.
Is the NDP a bit of a fly in the ointment here? Because while I don't disagree, Jamie, that this budget may very well outflank Andrea Horvath on the left, for those that may be, as you said at the outset of your last point, maybe just tired of this Liberal government after 15 years, but they want to stay left of center, doesn't the NDP become a bit of a fly in the ointment then?
Well, you would think so, but here's the problem. They It isn't happening, and it hasn't happened. Horvath has got no growth after all of this time, and I don't understand why. You know, she's a capable campaigner. She's a good speaker. She's, well-versed in policy. She's got lots of experience, and she simply can't get it together. And I don't see any evidence of that changing. In fact, there was one poll last week, not the one poll, you know, we don't judge everything on one poll, of course, but there was one poll last week that showed the premier was up 7 points and, was almost bringing her the lead of the Conservatives down to within the margin of error of the poll, and still the New Democrats weren't moving at all. So, again, you know, there's a slogan that says campaigns matter, because they do. All of it is fun and games until the campaigning starts. But there's not a lot of evidence that Horvath is going to do anything that she hasn't already done.
So if you were advising PC leader Doug Ford, what would the advice be to him and the PC party heading into this election, knowing that if the option is anybody but the Liberals, the idea, I suppose, would be just not to mess something up too badly?
Well, I think it's two things. I think Doug has a quite remarkable ability to talk clearly and directly to his constituency of people. And those are people that feel left behind. Those people are people that feel the government has gotten upside down, that it's in people's business too much, that we just need to get back to basics and cut taxes and so forth and so on. I think Doug should be Doug. I think he should be the anti-politician. I don't think he should be packaged. And just as I think Wynn should go out with a solidly left policy, I think he should go with a Doug Ford Ford Nation approach and let them battle it out, and the people of Ontario will decide. I think the best thing is for both of them to be crystal clear in what they've got on offer, and we'll see what happens. And I think the problem for Horvath in that is it will become a two-horse race.
Should we move to that direction? I this is kind of tangential, but we have clearly two parties that are left of center and one that's right. We could argue centrist if we want to, but is it time for us just to settle on a two-party system here in the province, in the country?
Well, you know, we have those that question is always answered by whether your party is up or down, right? There was, if your party is, there was a while ago that federally we said that the Liberals and the New Democrats should merge when the Liberals were decimated by the Harper victory, and then of course, Trudeau comes along and beats the pants off the New Democrats. I don't think you'd find too many federal Liberals who think that they should be, put into with the NDP now. So these are the kinds of things that everybody, it's like democratic reform. Everybody wants it when they lose, but then as soon as they win, look at the federal Liberals. They promised that democratic reform, because the system was terrible until it gave them a majority government. And, what's happened? Mr. Trudeau has sort of forgotten about that pledge, right?
Yeah, it's interesting how that works. Jamie, it's great to get you on the show. Thanks for the time.
Anytime.